Rash in the Valley's Best Rock, 105.1 The Blaze. The 50th anniversary of man walking on the moon is coming up. I don't know if you saw this or not, but seriously, in about a week and a half, 2 weeks, it'll mark 50 years since Neil Armstrong hopped out of that space shuttle and onto the surface of the moon, marking one of man's greatest achievements. So I thought to help mark the anniversary, I would reach out to Fresno State and then Fresno City and their space science divisions to try to find a professor to talk about just how amazing a feat this really was. They didn't call me back. So instead, I found Abraham, who is in fact a moon landing skeptic. Welcome to the show, Abraham.
Hey, come on, please. Don't use my real name. Are you crazy? They're listening.
I hope so. We're on the radio.
Just call me Knight Rider.
Okay. Calm down, Hasselhoff. Tell me about the moon landing. The 50th anniversary is coming up, and you think the whole thing was fake?
50th anniversary of the biggest sham in space science history.
So you don't think we've ever been to the moon?
Oh, we've been there, but the first moon landing wasn't 50 years ago. Everyone with a brain knows that.
Neil Armstrong's an American hero. You calling him a liar?
William Shatner is an American hero. Neil Armstrong is a two-bit con man who wouldn't know a moon rock from Fraggle Rock.
Oh, I'm pretty sure William Shatner's Canadian.
Not the point.
Okay, so you're one of those folks that says the entire thing was staged.
Of course it was. Look, have you ever watched the moon landing tape at double speed?
No, but I've seen a $20 bill on weed. Is that the only proof you have?
Don't be silly. That's just the beginning. Suspension cables, studio prop rocks, and if they're on the moon, where are all the stars? I've shot better video with my phone.
I mean, it was the 1960s, and they were in space.
Sure they were. The space between Studio B and Studio D.
Okay, but why, Knight Rider, would they fake the moon landing?
Oh, Rash, so simple-minded. I pity you. I really do. They had to fake it.
Oh, is this the to win the space race argument?
No, to hide the truth from us.
What truth?
The truth that there's an alien community on the dark side of the moon.
What in God's got sandals?
The government has been hiding them for decades. We keep them secret, and they give us their tech.
So it's like the Transformers movie? We're in cahoots?
It's so obvious. Every tech breakthrough over the past 60 years is from the Moonanite.
Abraham, did you take my bathrobe again?
Ma, I'm busy!
Oh, jeez.
Stay out of my bathroom!
Mom, stop!
Who are you talking to? That better not be a porno line again.
Wait, what?
Mom, I'm busy!
I swear, if you're talking to one of those porno lines again, I'm going to kill you!
Mom, I'm on the radio!
All right, I'm gonna let you go there. Abraham, the moon skeptic who lives with his mom. Thank you very much.
I swear, the day I turn 43, I am out of here.